special night tonight. We're going to talk to a drafted player from CIM.
Wow.
Dude, chill out. Life is great. Life is beautiful. Life is special. And it's really special for my buddy, the Wolfpack, Randy Christinger. Congratulations, buddy. We don't give you enough credit on this show, but I couldn't resist this week. Randy Christinger. Hired by the Toronto Blue Jays directly, and he is responsible for everything that's eye candy at the Sky Dome. And what do I mean by eye candy? I mean, if you see it and you like it, Randy probably did it. Congratulations, buddy. You really deserve it. Hardworking guy who's... you'll probably kick me in the behind after I say this and first time he sees me. But this is a man who cares about family primarily. He has done what many a family member turns their back on. He has taken siblings and family and children, and he's taken them under his wing to take care of them. That's as deep as I'm going to go into this situation. And for those of you that have read the book about Shania Twain or know the history of Shania Twain, as she retired from singing to help her siblings, to be there for them when they needed her the most. One of the reasons why I think that woman is so fantastic. I mean, she's hot too, but that's beside the point, right? What's really important is she's a decent person. And in that category... Now, I don't think he's hot, but Randy Christinger's in that category. Well, maybe he is hot. I mean, I have to ask you ladies, do you think Randy Christinger's hot? I mean, if Power's hot, he's hot. Because right now, he's on the upswing. He's on the up elevator, doing a great job in his life. And I don't know anyone who deserves it more than Randy Christinger. I guess the biggest thing I have to say, we are so pleased that Habitat for Humanity is... behind us and has appreciated what we've done. And they've, which reminds me, oh my goodness, I forgot to email the city. Goodness, 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 bad boy. Well, you know what? Maybe when I play this and when I start getting ready for the second half hour of the show, well, after about 40 minutes when this is over, we're replaying something tonight. And the reason I'm replaying it tonight is because it's special. It's important to Randy. It's important to me. It's important to Randy, Randy's buddy, John Granger. Oh, he's my buddy too, I guess. And most of all, it's important to the Toronto Argonauts who took the time to go to Habitat for Humanity to help knock off a few hours on the to-do list for the Kingsley family. I think it's worth listening to again, which is why I'm going to play it. And then later, clap your hands. I've been trying to get a hold of all the interviews that I've done. Thank you to Fred Weirich and Weinrich. And, of course, Jay Sperling out there in, well, he used to be in Edmonton. Now he's in BC. The man that is Rouge Radio. Yeah, he is the guy that's Rouge Radio. And he is kind enough to replay or play this show out there in the West Coast. And for that, I am grateful as well. Boy, I seem like a pretty grateful person today, don't I? What did my wife do that was so good today? It has to be her, because it isn't me. You made me a good dinner? Is that what you're going to sell? Okay, she made me a good dinner. Anyway, so why don't we get to what else we can have on the show? So Simon Lemarchant, drafted by the Hamilton Tiger Cats, will be on here. Sorry, John. What can I do? We interviewed some CIS players who were in the combine, and get this. I think the tally is four of the guys I interviewed got drafted by the Ticats. One of them got drafted by the Argos, in fact, in the first round. But anyway, and I can't find his phone number now. He's the one guy I can't find his phone number. Interviewed him, la, 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 la. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. All right? So this is it. This is the show that is all about the CFL. And you've heard me, you hear me talk all the time about how wonderful the CFL players are. Well, I have to tell you, I mean it sincerely. I have yet to meet athletes better than the ones that play in the CFL. And they're not just Canadian, they're American as well. And those American kids are just as amiable, just as friendly, just as giving, and just as sharing as the Canadian guys. But you know me, one thing Don Cherry and I have in common is we love Canada. How's that? So let's start by doing this first on for
Jen. You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
Wasn't that cool? You should have been there. You know, it was really funny. I got to tell this story. Now, let me play that again.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
My daughter, my how old is she, Sandra? 19? My 19-year-old daughter. Play it again.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
My 19-year-old daughter went to school with one of those girls, and her name is Natalie. My daughter went to school with one of those girls. And my daughter says to me, so what did she look like? You know what I said to her? And I said it honestly. I don't know. I didn't notice. Now that is when you're getting old. When you don't notice what a cheerleader looks like. Buddy, time to cash in your chips and say, see you later, buddy. You're gone. You're history. So let's do that one more time, and then we'll...
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
And they did that with no rehearsal. I mean, we took... Well, John was yelling at me, Frank, leave the cheerleaders alone. Well, I mean, give me a break, man. They were there. And Jason Sperling has said to me, Frank, we got to do some tags, buddy. We got to do some stuff to promote the show. So I said to him, how much money we got? He said, have you got a phone? Record them. So that's what I did. Yes. We have a low, well, actually, it's not a low budget program. It's a no budget program. Don't use my lines before I use them. Just stay where you are. Play your silly tablet and stop laughing. Okay. Now, look, seriously. Don't you hate it when your wife is over your shoulder watching what you do and trying to tell you how to do it? Oh, all you married guys know that already. It's not a surprise, is it? Oh, guess what? No, ain't like that. But anyway, listen, I got to really get to that soon because it's already 10:12. But what I will say is this as well, is a quick comment on the hockey. Leafs are out, season's over. The only team left to root for, if you're, again, a red-blooded Canadian and you plead white and red, the Ottawa Senators. So Eugene Melnick and company and the CSI team and all that, wish them all the luck in the world. You know, they're up against it pretty thick. You know, they are the lowest team in the next round in the Eastern Conference, and therefore they get to meet the highest seed, otherwise known as the Pittsburgh Penguins. And let me assure you of this. The Pittsburgh Penguins may get a surprise. Yes, it would be sweet. And then what I want is the Rangers to lose to the Bruins. Then I want the Ottawa Senators to kick the Bruins' butts. Kick them up and down the ice. which will mean it'll be Ottawa against Vancouver. Nope, that was my pick. They're gone. Vancouver's gone. There's no Canadian teams on the west side. So only one Canadian team, and it's here in the east side, and it's playing Pittsburgh, the number one ranked team in the Eastern Conference. You know what I'm going to say? I have a lot of friends who are Red Wings fans. And I think it would be great if the Red Wings made it to the Stanley Cup because it'll be the last time they'll be able to play Ottawa or any other team in the East. Well, no, they're going to have that three-conference thing going on, which I find totally confusing. I don't know about you, but I find it totally, that three-conference thing. Do you understand that three-conference? You play that team unless, and then that team, oh, if they're further east or west, then they don't play against the, but leave it to Bettman. Well, anyway. So that's enough about hockey. We've talked about hockey, the playoffs. Basketball? Any takers? Well, the Raptors are out, so we can forget about them. Well, Randy, it's about time you liked what I typed up there for you in Facebook. It's about time. Jeepers creepers. So we talked about Randy Christinger and his promotion with the Blue Jays. He is number one on their hit list. He's in charge of everything now that looks pretty. We talked about the Leafs. We've talked about the cheerleaders. And what's left to talk about this week? On a sad note, I've never been, ever, if I can get serious for a moment, I've never been for the death penalty until this week. And I'll leave it at that, and I'll let you folks figure out why I'm saying that. Until this week, I really didn't believe in the death penalty. I actually changed my mind this week. Anyway, what else is in the news? Oh, yeah. Our premier, what's her name, Carolyn? Yeah. Oh, I should remember that. That's very important to sports, isn't it? Wynn lost the interest in lying to us Ontarians. For those of you that aren't in Ontario, the Liberal Party backed out of two, electrical plants or whatever, power plants. Well, they're power plants anyway. Eventually it becomes electricity. Thank you. Boy, don't you hate it when your wife just disagrees with you for the sake of disagreeing with you? Oh, here we go. Hey, can you mind? We don't have to air this stuff on the air. If you don't mind. I brought you into it? Okay. I'll drink to that. Tonight it's wine, boys. Homemade wine, so you can understand that within about an hour and a half, I ain't going to make no sense at all. But anyway, yeah, so she admitted that they made a mistake, and they're sorry. Sorry, we bought $1 billion. Sorry. Boy, oh boy. You know, I think I'm going to go to the bank, and I'm going to go with my mortgage, and I'm going to go to my banker, and I'm going to say, you know what? Sorry, but I can't pay the rest of my mortgage because my taxes have just gone up by like 10%. Normally, we don't do political stuff, but I just think that's funny. Hey, listen, I admire the lady. Wynn is in her admitting, what's the number? You want to know? I'll call you. Leave me your number, dummy. Come on. Kevin, you don't have to call here. I'll call you. Put your number in there in the Facebook. And for those of you that don't know, my Facebook is Candid Frank Live. It's very easy. Candid Frank Live Stanishi, which is my last name. If you want to be on the air, we come out of the U.S., so then what I need you to do is you send me your phone number. I'll call you, and it won't cost you anything. Or if you have Gmail, there is Google Talk, and you can call that number. And maybe I should – you know what? Let's play a promo of the number. Well, I can tell you the number, for goodness sake. It's 714-242-5250. You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streamed on Rouge Radio. And the call-in number is 714-242-5250 if you're interested in calling. Otherwise, you can Facebook message me and I will call you. All right, we're here. We're not like the Ontario Liberal government. We like saving money. We don't believe in wasting money on this program. That is the thing that happens when you have a no budget program. I didn't say low, I said no budget program. So in the news, that's the toughest thing going around in the news today. I was hoping to get a hold of Fred Weinrich. He is the agent for the majority of the players that we interviewed. And without him, we would not have had as many, if any, of the wonderful interviews that we had. And he represents a lot of CIS players who were up for the draft. And a few of his boys were up there in the draft. He did well, let me tell you. And the reason he's not answering my calls, I understand why. He's busy negotiating. He's busy negotiating. All right, well, I've waited too long for this, but let's move on with it. And Kingsley, are you going to call me or are you going to type your number in there? Are you going to type your number in there? I'm waiting on, you know what? Do I have his number? See, my wife isn't exactly my assistant. She's doing her thing. Do you know where Kingsley's number is? Why are you shaking your head? What do you mean you don't know where it is? My computer. I'm on my own. I'm on my own. I'm on my own. How many married men would like to have that to say? I'm on my own. I'm on. No, anyway. Hey, okay. Here we go. Here we go. It is now. No, never mind. The battle of the sexes, anyone? Okay. Gosh, you know what? I'm going to see if I can find Kingsley. You know what? Let me play this promo. Oh, you know what? Let's play this one because we haven't done it
yet. The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Oh, that's why. Dude, learn what you're doing. I got to learn my computer, man. Might have to take another break. Let's see here. Because before we go to this thing, I want King to say what he needs to say. He wants to say something. And he knows how much we love him here and how important he is. He is an Argo lifer, and he's a wonderful guy. I'm going to take a guess. Let's see. Let's try this number. What do you say? We'll try this number. It doesn't work. We'll use a different number. Let's see.
Oh, don't you know it's a wonderful day? Such a wonderful day. How wonderful is this for you? It's wonderful for me. If I could sing, I would sing, but I can't, so I don't. I can't sing. Here we go. Get rid of the dash mark. Dash mark is gone.
Let's try the dial. Here we go. Dial that number. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Is Cheryl there?
Nope, just Kevin.
Only Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't want to talk to Kevin?
Well, it's the only one answering the phone tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
Not bad, you?
You want a pizza?
Sure, you delivering?
Sure, you got $40. It's for an extremely small pizza. And then a 20% tip. Not a good deal.
It's just a pizza?
Well, we could throw in a couple of beer. And then I have
to
stick around.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm good.
Then I'd have to stick around and I couldn't leave. Kevin,
there
how
you
go. Doing,
thanks,
buddy?
Frank. What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Same old, same old. Watching the children.
Yeah. As you do have three.
Two.
I thought you had three.
No, we have the two.
All right. Am I talking to the right Kevin?
You might be.
So,
we have the other friend?
Yeah, I'm on
the
air.
There you go. What's going on?
I'm confused. I'm
so am I. Twilight Zone.
Hang on a second. I need another drink of wine. That may be the problem.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's be clear about this, okay? We're on the phone with Kevin. The lesser half of the Kevin, Cheryl, Kingsley Collectibles group with two children, not three.
Yeah, that's fair.
And a little while back, we were over at your new residence, the location at least anyway, and we, with the Argos, one of the Argo managers, the cheer squad, a few of the cheer squad, and the leader for that matter, John Granger, Diane was there, and of course a couple of the Argos, even the Saskatchewan Rough Rider, and it must have felt really good to have them around, no?
Yeah, it was actually really overwhelming because being a fan, you know, you have your friends, your closest allies that have got you so close to the actual player. Looking at it, a fan aspect, I was kind of like sitting outside of myself that day. So reflecting back on it, there was many moments that I was enjoying.
Okay, but you were two-faced in a nice way.
That's true.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I am very proud of the group of people that I'm with and the team that I follow and the people that I know. And I'm very proud of the fact because, you know, it really does do the heart good to do good. And I know that it probably pales by comparison of how warm and fuzzy you feel inside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time I do something, it reflects on what I'm doing it for. I'm bringing back to the cause. Today I was out on the Habitat truck. So I was the driver's assistant, and we were going around collecting items for Habitat. So I got
Restore. Hang on, for the Restore, right? To be clear, probably.
That's right.
Yeah, because I've spent some time working with them as well. So, yeah, just make sure you understand it. So they have Restores, right? And you were in the truck collecting stuff that goes to the Restore. I meant to be
That's
rude.
Correct.
I apologize.
No worries.
Go on. And so you're in the truck.
It was just seeing different aspects within the company. It was amazing because I'm out on the truck with a lad who had been there for 6 years. And we had gone into the Waterloo neighborhood, collect a couple items, and we went to business, and we collected some industrial product. And, they collect all kinds of stuff, and that's how they fund this all, and be able to continue to be able to provide for the community. It's all part of a cycle.
So what happens is, and I'm going to help you here, Kevin. Hope you don't mind.
No problem.
Okay, so I'm going to help in this regard. Now, you know how you take a toilet that you're not using anymore? It works, but you want to upgrade the style, right? So you throw it on your front lawn. It ends up in a garbage truck. It ends up in the dump. The dump gets bigger and bigger and bigger. What the Restore is, R-E, I believe it's hyphen S-T-O-R-E, and we just built one here in Mississauga where I live, and I spent some time volunteering there. And basically, they have an office, so you understand that this stuff doesn't magically happen. It really takes a lot of volunteers, which Kevin was referring to, the 6 years that the gentleman that was driving your truck for you and you were assisting. You know, there are a lot of people who offer a lot of time. Many of them, you know, do it just for out of the goodness of their heart. Let's be honest. There aren't that many employees that are involved in Habitat for Humanity. There are a couple, and the one here in Mississauga has a manager of the office is employed. I believe maybe the assistant to the manager is employed. But regardless, when you consider how many employees it takes for the Restore, the office, because people have to call in and say, I've got this toilet I want to give you, or I want to give you these old kitchen cabinets, which aren't that old. We've seen some really nice stuff. My wife and I have seen some really nice stuff in the Restore as recently as what, a couple of months ago? Yeah, about a couple of months ago. So, you know, that there's really good stuff there. So what happens is you get a guy like Kevin who Cheryl, you know, accidentally or with good fortune and by the grace of God ends up running into Habitat for Humanity in a local mall. And Cheryl puts her name in and we'll be tied. Holy crap. Their name comes up. There's one time your name coming up is a real good thing. And next thing you know, Kevin and Cheryl are looking at a place, as you said it in your own words, and it will be said in this show when we put it, this story when we put it in. The quality of life for your children will be improved immensely.
Yeah. That was the whole start of it. It was like fate has come around full circle. You know, there was a time when we had Christina and we were doing really good, and then the medical, it got enough. And then what happened was we end up with a second child with Down syndrome. And then here I am off the job and down on our luck. And Cheryl comes across Habitat for Humanity, a booth in the mall. We fill out the paperwork. Everything seems to go. Then they seem, oh, wow, this family has wheelchair accessibility. Well, they've never developed. This is the first barrier-free home that Habitat Waterloo has provided for our community. So everything's a new learning curve.
And it's the 100th home they're building.
That is correct.
Okay, Cheryl wanted to make sure that you called in and that I called you. I've just
told her
that you're on.
Sure.
You're on the air.
Thanks for calling, Frank.
My pleasure, my friend. Well, why don't you do the honors and, in your own words, introduce what the people you've listened to it before. So, introduce what the people will be listening to tonight for the next 30 minutes.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live with...
Streamed on Rouge Radio.
Streamed on Rouge Radio.
Now say it all at once.
Okay. Hang on. Take
we
two.
Got all the... Buddy, we got all the time in the world, so take your time.
Good, good, good. You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming to Rouge Radio.
Good enough.
Okay.
And now explain to the folks what they'll be listening to.
Okay. About the Habitat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Kevin? You got a voice for television.
I know. There you go. I'm not very good at this, Frank.
Don't worry about it, buddy. Hey, you know what? I love you. You know that, right?
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, let me handle it then, okay? I'll do it. Are you ready? You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streamed on Rouge Radio. And coming up next is the Argo Lifers' visit to Habitat for Humanity in Kitchener-Waterloo, along with the Argos, the Argo cheerleaders, the new Saskatchewan Rough Rider, former Argo, Tristan Black, and internet personality, Bill Sancy.
The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Do you want to be heard, disagreed with, or just plain shot down? Come on! Be brave! Call the Candid Frank Live Show, a.k.a. the CFL Show. You already hit the link to bring up the player, and you hit the play button so you can hear us. Now hit that little Skype button on that Candid Live player sitting there, like your pet wanting a snack. So to connect with us and tell us your thoughts, hit that little tiny, cute, and tempting Skype button. Right? Now, do it! Or call 714-242-5250. That's 714-242-5250.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
This story we are telling today is being repeated in North America and the world daily. Today, it hits home. My friends and promoters of our show, Candid Frank Live, are the subject of this report. This is not just a story, but an opportunity to give back and be fortunate enough to feel the warmth that sharing, helping, and working for others spreads. Along with Candid Frank Live, the Argo Lifers, Toronto Argonauts, the Argo Cheer Team, Argo Management, Internet Personality Bill Sancy, volunteer constructors, and supervisors came here to help the Kingsleys give back to the Habitat for Humanity. Heck, we even had a Saskatchewan Rough Rider. I asked the Kingsleys, what is the most important reason why we are here?
Well, first I'd like to thank Waterloo Regional's Habitat for Humanity. Without them, none of this could be possible. We have a little girl, Christina. She's 6 years old, and she has cerebral palsy, and she's a quadriplegic. And we're building this home with wheelchair accessibility to maintain her lifestyle, be able to take care of her, main access in and out of the home, washing, bathing, the basic essentials that any human being would want. This home is going to be allow us as a family to be able to take care of her. We also have a son, Keegan, who's 2.5, and he has Down syndrome, and we look forward to our community and growing.
Cheryl, how did you get involved with Habitat for Humanity?
I was at the mall, Fairview Mall, about August of last year, and they had a booth set up in the mall, and I was talking to Christine, who's the family, she deals with the families. I filled out an application. She called me a month later and said we were on board. They had a wheelchair accessible home for us if we were interested.
What kind of contribution did you guys make?
No, it was all done. We had to bring in Kids Ability, the Christina's therapist, and Motion Specialty to help design the ramp and the deck and the bathroom that what Christina would need.
So then you found, Kevin, you found a good opportunity to get some help. Now you've invited the Argos, you've invited the Argo fans, of which I'm one, and we're here, and I want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to be a part of this.
Well, I can't thank the Pottinger family enough. We reached out to Annette, Jason's mom, through social media and Facebook, and Cheryl contacted her and got the ball rolling. And we met some really good friends with the Argos community. We met John Granger with the Boat Logo Facebook, Toronto Argonauts Boat Logo page. And he was able to help us out with a lot of great friends and a lot of friends coming in from Toronto and Toronto Argos fans. I can't thank the Argos organization enough.
Joe Pella of your Toronto Argonauts, and you're listening to Candid Frank Live.
Kevin and Cheryl are very proud of the home that's been built for them, in fact, by them, with Habitat for Humanity. So I asked Kevin to take us on a little tour. So we followed him. He's real quick. I could barely get the mic up close to him. He was so excited, moving so quickly.
So you can see this unit's a little bit different than the other ones.
Yeah.
A lot bigger, a lot wider, a lot open for the wheelchair. Christina loves to be in the kitchen with her mom, so that was a huge thing too for us. You'll notice that these windows are much bigger than all the other units. We don't feel so crowded in here. It's a lot of light. And these houses are so built, so nice. We have all the top of the line stuff, PVC piping in here. We can't ask for anything better. Insulated, soundproof. People walking upstairs, you can't hear them.
So if you come down the hallway, you can see that the hallways are much wider.
Mm-hmm.
We have a laundry room on our floor and a wheelchair bathroom.
So this is the biggest thing for us, because now we'll be able to wheel Christina right in, and it'll be a tiled bathroom. We'll have a lift in here, so she'll be able to shower.
It's a big door, right?
Yeah,
3 foot.
Yeah.
Right.
The doors are wider compared to the other house.
Nice wide hallway.
Yeah.
A lot of rooms.
Yeah. Christina's room's going to be on the left. The daylight comes there all day, so she'll be facing the road. She likes to look out the road. And she spends a lot of time in her bed, so if you give her some light outside, you know, we can't argue there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,250 square feet. That's without her basement. Yeah, lots of light. You don't feel like you're in the basement, do you? So right now, right where we're standing right now is below the living room, where we're going to put in the telecab, which is a residential elevator. It's going to drop down here in the corner. And this area here is going to be Christina's therapy room. We'll be doing lighting, padding, stuff for her to crawl. She just started learning how to touch the buttons, communicating. She plays that Best Buy, touch the button, red, you know, exactly. And just like Staples.
The easy button.
Yeah. So she's playing with that. She starts to put her hand out and touches it. So this essentially is going to be her therapy room. Eventually, Keegan's probably going to outgrow his little bedroom, and we're going to put a bedroom over in the corner for him, a nice big window. And my double blue room will follow me in the corner there with a nice big bathroom.
That's a walkout.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the original plan was we were supposed to have a backyard where we didn't have access to it for Christina. So this is why they're building us a deck out the side.
Is so the deck going to be out, so it's going to be from here, on this side?
No, on the other side.
So the upper level.
Yeah,
the upper level.
Because this, they can't change this.
Oh, you mean the original grade that they planned on?
Yeah. So we were kind of like an afterthought, and they didn't think anybody that was in a wheelchair was going to need access to the backyard. So this is where we stand. So I'm going to put the barbecue and everything up on the deck. And if you want to keep walking that way, Jason, you'll notice that our place is bigger than the other places. You have that extra room, that extra side. We'll see this little invert here. I was thinking about putting our little garden here, right here. Because we have so much more room. Yeah, we got a start, right.
Don't, my mother's Italian, that's going in the pot.
Yeah, exactly. We'll spend all day. Our deck will be here along the side of our house. And then we can have access back here and get some gardening and stuff. She's sure. Anything that doesn't die.
Okay, that doesn't cover very much.
Yeah, it'd be cucumbers, tomatoes.
They got them now. You can put them in pots now.
You just
grow on a deck. You can grow them all on your deck.
Yeah, true.
You can hang them from your deck.
Well, happy wife, happy life. She wants a garden.
As in any project, construction especially needs the guiding hand and approval of government on the local level. The office of the mayor and council is required, not just for permits, but the real support that government can provide, a less fastidious route through construction and eventually occupancy. With me now is Councillor Paul Singh of Ward 6, representing the office of the Kitchener-Waterloo Mayor and Council.
What brought the city to do this? How did this come about?
Well, this is a regional project, so the habitat is under the region, more mandated, not necessarily the city of Kitchener, but this is especially exciting for Ward 6, the area that I represent, this being the first barrier-free home for Habitat for Humanity. I was told today that it's not only that, but it's the 100th home that they're building and the 25th year anniversary. So it's a really exciting year altogether for Habitat. So.
And what will you be doing in the future?
Well, you know what, Habitat for Humanity does really important work. Having home ownership is a crucial thing for everyone. And they create that opportunity, allow that opportunity to happen, to give that opportunity and extending hand to those that need it. And in a growing region such as ours in Waterloo Region, sites like this are more and more. The Habitat for Humanity is growing in areas all over the region. Just recently, they acquired lands on the Ottawa Street, off of Ottawa Street, where they'd be able to build 40 more units. So this is especially exciting for a region where affordable housing is more accessible and made available to those that need it.
Representing the Office of the Mayor and Council, Councillor Paul Singh of Ward 6 took the time to speak to the assembled Argo staff, players, cheer team, Argo lifers, Habitat volunteers, and of course, most of all, the Kingsleys and their family.
It's my honor to bring greetings on behalf of Mayor Zier and rest of Kitchener City Council. Also, I'm joined by my colleague, Councillor Barry Bravenovich. And also a special thank you to the Argos for being here today, because you're helping to build a home, you're helping to grow this neighborhood, and most importantly, you're helping to strengthen our community. It will be my pleasure to work alongside you to give a helping hand. So thank you so much.
I'm Quincy Hart, and I started I Believe in Me because I saw there was a need for us to believe in ourselves more than life teaches us to believe in ourselves. People believe in negative statistics, therefore they become statistics. Elementary school students and middle school students are failing and not passing their tests. High school students are dropping out at an alarming rate. The unemployment rate is at an all-time high. With self-belief, self-confidence and an overall positive self-image, we can fix a lot of these problems that we are facing. With the positive self-image, that elementary school student and that middle school student will succeed in class and be promoted to high school. That high school student will complete high school and graduate from college. That individual that's unemployed will find a job or create work for themselves. I believe in me. Therefore, I have the confidence to believe in you. I believe that you will help me fulfill my desires according to the younger generation. They label Generation X. Teach them the self-confidence they need to become Generation Excellent. I believe in me. I believe in you. Join me on this mission.
We witness the happiness of the Kingsleys, the appreciation of the city of Kitchener-Waterloo, and now the reason the Argos and Argo lifers have this feel-good opportunity to help, representing Habitat for Humanity Waterloo Region Development Associate Volunteers, Leonore Weaver!
You were responsible for us today.
I am. I was.
Did you have fun?
It was wonderful. You guys are amazing. You guys got in here and you were rearing to go, and we're trying to slow you down to get that safety orientation in there. So that's pretty amazing to be that eager to give back to the community.
How long have you been involved with Habitat for Humanity?
This is my fifth year.
How has it changed in the 5 years that you've been involved?
It went from building one house at a time to building, you know, 5 to 6 a year. So now we're building condominium complexes. The first one we did was 19 units. This one is 16 units. It's our first barrier-free home. It's also our 100th home we're building this year, and it's our 25th anniversary. So there's a lot of celebrating to be done.
Right, a lot of congratulations to be handed out.
Yeah.
On a personal level, what got you involved in Habitat for Humanity?
I've always been involved in charitable organizations. So I used to be with a symphony, and from there I came to here. It's a more hands-on, involved with the people, the recipients of the home, the families, the volunteers, people that are here that come to our site to volunteer. They really want to be here. They're doing it for themselves for a variety of reasons, but they're doing it because they want to do it as opposed to being forced to do it or coerced to doing it.
Well, from our perspective, it is a challenge, though, isn't it? Because you're bringing people in, and you were joking a little bit about the safety orientation. I used to be in construction for a living, and I know how hard it is to convince people not only to show up for the orientation, but to actually act on the stuff that needs to be done.
But it's for their benefit, and once they start seeing the video and all the equipment that goes, they understand their safety is first. They do have day jobs, and we want to make sure they're safe and prepare to go to work the next day and not have to be off because we didn't follow our safety protocols.
Which leads to my comment and the question, and that is that the people who volunteer here are very safe, and they have every opportunity to be safe.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to volunteer, because your safety is a high consideration. As we say, safety comes first. And it does here. And I want to congratulate you guys on the fine job that you're doing. That first barrier-free home is awesome. We're in there. We couldn't believe how big it looks from the inside. Basement walkout. It's just terrific. Leonore, thank you for taking the time
to
talk.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Want to be heard, disagreed with, or just plain shot down? Come on! Be brave! Call the Candid Frank Live Show, a.k.a. the CFL Show. You already hit the link to bring up the player, and you hit the play button so you can hear us. Now hit that little Skype button on that Candid Live player sitting there, like your pet wanting a snack, so to connect with us and tell us your thoughts. Hit that little tiny, cute, and tempting Skype button, right? Now, do it! Or call 714-242-5250. That's 714-242-5250.
Phil Pella, you're Toronto Argonauts, and you're listening to Candid Frank Live.
Paul Pottinger and I had an opportunity to work with, our teammates were cheerleaders. So you could say, yes, it was a very relaxed atmosphere, until the girls made it known they wanted to learn. And not only did they want to learn, they wanted to actually do the drilling, drew the fastening of the drywall. They learned how to operate the drills. And I was totally impressed with their more than willingness to participate and contribute. It was really a pleasure. I had a chance to talk to two of them.
Raylan, how'd you like the experience?
I loved it. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. I got to learn so much. And I actually really liked putting up all the drywall and everything.
How about you?
My name's Natalie, and I enjoyed it. Oh, it was such a great experience learning how to do the drywall and giving back to the community. I think it's really important to be able to lend a helping hand when people need it.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
Well, I've always said on the program that I really enjoy the Argos and the Argo players. They're wonderful people. They're very giving. They're very sacrificial. They take the time to be in the community and do things. So, without further ado, why don't we hear what the Argos had to say about this experience and their family.
It was fun, you know. Couldn't have asked for better weather. And everybody came out, had a good time. Got a lot of work done, I think. Got a lot of standing around done, too, though, which is always necessary on a nice day. So all in all, I think it was a successful day, and it's a great thing they have going on here. Joe Pella of your Toronto Argonauts, and you're listening to Candid Frank Live.
Thank you. Jason Pottinger, how's the digging going at Habitat for Humanity?
Good, good. I only got a little blister. Joe got a massive blister.
We're going to have to check out that blister.
Yeah, which is weird because I was working 10 times harder than him. You'd think that I would have the big blister. But
he's working the hardest.
Yeah.
I think your dad worked harder than you did.
I don't know. I saw him hanging in.
He was hanging with me with the cheerleaders. Yeah. We were really working really hard.
So I heard a bunch of laughing and giggling going on inside. I don't know what you guys were doing in there, but
nothing bad.
Okay.
It was all good. We were teaching him how to do it.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yep.
Pottinger. What did you think of the experience?
It was very good, Frank. First time at it, so enjoyed every moment. Great lunch. Great food. So. And good association, so all for a worthy cause.
Mom Pottinger.
It was a great day, and I'm happy I could share in it, and they're going to have a beautiful home, and I'm really happy for them. And it's a great community activity, and a lot of people should come out and help whenever they can.
It really does feel good to do it, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Mike Bradwell. He has experience in construction. In fact, we were doing some grading work, and he made sure that we did it right. Quite the challenge, huh?
Yeah, this is a little different side of it. We got to do the actual manual labor, but you know, it's good to come out and you know, help out with the community and volunteer and do this stuff. It, like you said, it makes you feel good about yourself, and anything you can do to help is good.
And thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
And, of course, we don't hold any prejudices against Rough Riders, right, Tristan?
No, no, no.
My favorite Argo gets traded. Tristan, how's it going, buddy?
I'm good. Happy to come out here. Came a little late, try to bring a second wind to the job site and bring some energy.
I think you helped the second half work out okay.
Yeah, you know, but I came through, everybody was a little low eating lunch. Good, happy I came here for lunch.
The energy guy.
Brought the energy, you know, and that's what you need a guy like that on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And good luck in Saskatchewan.
Thank you.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you when you're in Toronto.
You will, or not.
Or not.
The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Coach Hoffnagel did.
Congratulations, Coach. How does this feel?
Feels good. It's something that I share with our organization, our coaching staff, and our players. But it was a great year for us. It was a magical year that ended on a nice note.
You mentioned your players. How much of an impact did they have in your role as a coach and getting you to this point right now?
Well, they had every. I mean, it's a player's game, and we always tell them that. They're the ones that sell the tickets. They're the one that people want to watch. They don't want to hear me talk, and they're the ones that make this happen. The assistant coaches are behind the scene, and they're organizing the whole thing and getting them in the positions to be successful, but this game's all about the players.
What do you think separated you from the other two finalists?
I think either one of them were more than deserving. What Coach Hoffnagel did, and, you know, with Kevin Glenn for majority of the season, I thought was amazing. Mike Benavides having to follow in Wally's shoes, that's as tough as it gets, and he did it with class, and they were a dominant team all year. So I think this could have gone to anybody.
100th Grey Cup champs. You got a new contract. What's next for Scott Milanovic and the Toronto Argonauts?
We're just going to get back to work and try to get our guys ready for that first game.
What are some of the challenges you face heading into 2013?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be change in your roster. We've lost some guys. We've picked some guys up, and just finding that mold that we found last year and where guys fit and what's the best way to utilize them. It always takes time.
Is there any pressure for you to repeat?
For me, there's always pressure to win the Grey Cup. That's our goal, and I don't worry about the fact that it's a repeat. I mean, it's another year, another chance to win a Grey Cup. So we focus on the day-to-day jobs that it takes to get there in November. So we'll worry about that when the time comes.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white Leaside like snob. I like porno and Proline and books about porn. I got an average house with nice hardwood floors. My wife, my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. No way. Now I gotta wear double blue and hit the subway downtown. Yeah, 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 yeah. I need football big on a really big field. No silicone cheerleaders. I want my chicks real. I'm an Argo. I fly to BC and hide all their weed. I go to Regina and say, how about that wheat? I'm an Argo. I'm an Argo. I park in Commonwealth
and take Edmonton's spaces while Edmonton people make Edmonton faces. I'm an Argo.
He's an Argo.
I'm an Argo.
What a big Argo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song. Raven, Raven, and carrying on. Maybe the right way.
Nah, I'm an Argo.
He's an Argo.
I'm an Argo.
He's such a big Argo.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself one of those Condridge Holloway mess jerseys circa 1982 with the midriff showing, just like those skanky Queen Street Lady Gaga wannabes, and walk right into Harbor 60, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about the Argos on the radio anytime I want, because unlike that 60-year-old from The Fan who wears sunglasses on TV, I actually go to the games. Okay. They can take their 20 years of boring people with their Dungeons & Dragons staff and have a great big 20-year-old cakewalk right in the middle of Young Street, and it will make it look a difference. You know why? Because we got the bombs. Yeah! We got Schultz, Dennegan, frickin' Naylor, and frickin' Randorf. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get Bill Simons, Joel Kroll, Terry Greer, and frickin' Don Moen, and a giant case of Crown Royal, and we're gonna go right down!
Hey, you know what, pal? You really are an Argo.
Just shut up and sing the song, pal.
I'm an Argo!
He's an Argo!
I'm an Argo!
He's an Argo!
He's an Argo!
He's an Argo!
He's an Argo! He's an Argo!
I'm an Argo, and I'm proud of it.
There we go. All right. Well, Kevin, what did you think? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Frank. I listened to the whole thing. It was excellent.
I'm glad you liked it. I promised you I'd do something nice, and it took a long time to do it, I got to tell you. I'm not complaining. It took some 24, 26 hours to do, only because of the editing and because we didn't really intend on – I didn't intend on doing – let's be honest. I didn't intend on doing a story on this. I just happened to be there, had the phone, and turned on the mic, and because of the kindness and the cooperation of the Argos, yourself, your wife, Habitat for Humanity, the counselor, and everybody that was there, it just made it possible. And then, yes, it took a little work to get it together, but I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of being a part of what happened.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Frank, for everything that you've done, especially getting the word out. Like I said before, I had already thanked the individuals that had come. I can't thank my city enough, and I can't feel enough to be able to pay it forward again.
Hey, listen, just give it a try. You know, I think all we expect in life, and all we should expect in life, is that we do our best. If it falls short, it's not because we didn't try.
This is true, Frank.
All right, buddy. Love you. Give Cheryl
Thank
a hug
you.
And a kiss for me and the kids, of course, without a doubt. And I can't wait till we come and we crack that ribbon where you go through the front door for the first time permanently.
You know you'll be the first one on my invite list.
It's okay if I'm third.
Okay, that's good, because you know John's first, right?
Yeah, John has to be first. Otherwise, you know, the Argos first, John next.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Maybe there might be a little battle there between John and the Argos. Nah, there won't be a battle. The Argos first, John. And then, you know what? Then you got to make sure you invite Tristan. Tristan has always been a wonderful – well, when he was an Argo, he was a wonderful Argo. He's the reason why I had the opportunity to do something that not many people in the world get to do, and that is drink out of the Grey Cup. So for that, I will always be eternally grateful to Tristan Black, even as a Saskatchewan Rough Rider. But it ain't so bad him being a Saskatchewan Rough Rider because he's still a Canadian Football League player, and those are the guys I admire the most. And the Argos just happen to be the team that play in my town, which is Toronto. I live in Mississauga, but my heart's always in Toronto. That's where I was born, St. Mike's Hospital, and raised in North York. So I do understand what it means to live in Toronto. In fact, I'm having fun yanking the chain of Bruins fans while I'm on the air here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, congratulations to Tristan. I was talking to him when he was at the build and moving on to Ryderville. And, yeah, he'll do great things out there, I'm sure.
I'm sure as well. Okay, listen, give Cheryl a big old hug and a kiss for me and the kids as well. And I really can't wait till opening day, if you will.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll talk to you then, Frank.
Okay,
we'll
Kevin.
We'll talk to you sooner than that because the season's coming quick. That's
yeah, isn't
40
it?
40 days.
Isn't it? We'll be
yeah.
out there in the Argo Lifers section.
Argo.
Bragging about the Grey Cup.
No doubt.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Kevin Kingsley, husband of Cheryl Kingsley. She would be the better half. He would be the other half. And I'll tell you something. It really was an experience to remember. It really was a lot of fun. And I have to admit, rubbing elbows with athletes that the Argos are, socializing with them. There's nothing wrong with admitting you have a little guy crush on athletes. You know, like, I mean, let's face it. Come on. Be honest. You know, and I'm talking to you guys. The girls, obviously. Like my daughters are having a battle over who gets to marry, what's his name, the hockey player? Are you asleep? Sidney Crosby? Yeah, Sidney Crosby. So, you know, it's understood. And we all have guy crushes. Like, you know, I would be so proud. And let me say this with total sincerity. I would be so proud to meet Phil Kessel. Outside of football, he is my favorite athlete. Why? Because Phil Kessel, with all the, I want to use a four-letter word, but I'm not going to, with all this stuff that poor kid has had thrown on him. Remember, he's only like, what, 24? He's 24, I think. 24. I think he's 24. And I'm not looking and cheating here. I'm just memory. He's 24, and this kid has had the world of agony dropped on his shoulders. And what has he done? He's gone into a season and been a point-of-game guy, something that every team wants. This is a guy who, when he sees the puck heading in the wrong direction, being your end, he works as hard as anybody. He pushes on those skates as hard as anybody. He drives and he puts his head down and he heads towards the guy with the puck that isn't on his team and goes after him. And guess what? Oh, you know what? I made a mistake here. Gosh darn, you do things, Frank. You have to let these people. I'm here. I'm trying. I want to rile the Boston fans for the next few minutes. Okay. And I'll copy that. Copy. Yeah. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm going on to Facebook and I'm pasting. Okay. Time. I'm letting you know what I'm typing on Facebook. Under the NHL Battle Zone. Now, you can't get in there unless you're in there, right? It's a closed group. You understand what I'm saying? And you have to be invited by the moderator or whatever you call the guy that's in charge. Or gal. Time to kick. Oh, sorry. Kick Boston ass. The B-tards. There we go. There we go. And, oh, I don't think those periods will work. It'll be a problem. But here we go. Well, let's post that. Post. Done. Okay. And then, okay. Now, I'll comment. You can call. You know the phone number, right, guys? You guys know the phone. Tell me the phone number. You can call. 714-242-2222. 5250.
Oh.
If you think Boston sucks or not, on the air right now. Okay, so done. It's in there. And so, anyway, I have to admit I have fun. I told Amir Khan, who is well, I got to call Aaron anyway. Let's call Aaron. Yeah, let's go. Well, hold on a second. Yeah, I'm going to call Aaron first because I have to call Aaron first because Jarrett, I want Jarrett to meet his newest player. Jarrett is one of the Box J boys with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Jarrett's my buddy from the Toronto Rock, and he also gave me a shirt. It appears temporarily. It wasn't a full-time shirt that he gave me. It was just a temporary shirt. It was a loaner. Thanks. Thanks for your help. Go sit down and shut up. I'm going to bed. Okay, good night. And the cat is following the wife in a hurry. Okay. This is not very professional, Frank, talking about your personal life while you're trying to do a program. Okay, so what I have to do now is I have to look at Tieran, and we got to get Aaron's number, buddy. We got to get Aaron's number. So Aaron's going to join us. Aaron is my buddy and sidekick, as is Jarrett Harris. Aaron William Freeland, with no E-R at the end. No. Ask me if I know his name off by heart. No, I do not. Okay, so I guess we'll call Aaron first. He should be finished, euphemism time here, walking the dog. I believe it's a euphemism. No? What do you think? Well, hang on. Here's the home number. Let's get that home number on there. Copy. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll put it over here where we dial with Skype. Paste. There we go. And backspace the bracket. Backspace. There we go. And then backspace the space. Come on, tell me this isn't interesting. Come on, guys. Tell me this isn't interesting. You're going to tell me this isn't interesting? Here it is. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Holy crap. You didn't wait for the frickin' thing to ring, god darn it.
I'm psychic.
I get that. And the word is psychic.
The P is silent.
Oh, the P is silent?
That's why you'll never hear me in the bathroom either.
There you go, yes. What's... That's like, you know, the guy that goes A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. And the teacher says, where's the P? Running down my leg. Okay, so here it is. We're basically, what we're doing here is we're teething you into the CFL because you are an admitted non-educated CFL fan.
This is true. I do love to mock my American friends who like to claim that American football is better, but you know.
Okay, so you are a CFL better football than American football guy.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and for those of you that are listening in, consider yourselves listening in on a new conversation because I've drank a whole bottle of wine.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be one of those nights, Aaron. Aaron, it's going to be one of those nights. And I got to tell you, this homemade wine really does kick ass.
How much antifreeze you cut it with?
About a quart and a half.
Perfect.
So, what we're doing is, and with the permission of John Granger, we are in the process of turning Aaron into a CFL fan. And at 11 o'clock, I'll be calling Simone Lemarcant, draft pick of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, a receiver, big kid, great player. And Jarrett, I woke Jarrett up, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, good.
And I said, Jarrett, I'm having a Hamilton pick on the show. You need you need to be awake. And he said, I'm going to brush my teeth, go to sleep. You can call me.
You know what that means.
I'll call him. That's what that means. It means I'm going to call him. That's what it means. So having said that, we're rounding the corner. Actually, we're well past. I can call Simone right now.
Oh, definitely. I think he's probably sitting there waiting, Frank.
Yeah, I think he's waiting, too. Now I got to find his phone number. How do I find his phone number? I know it's here somewhere. Hang on a second. Okay, here's what we'll do. I'm going to search Simon. Simon for you English folk. You English people. Simon Le. And hit enter. Oh, look at that. How the number just comes up like it's planned. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. All right.
It's almost like you knew what you were doing, Frank.
That's not true at all. That's not
almost.
That's not
almost.
True at, I don't have a clue what I'm doing here. Okay, now what I got to do here is hey, by the way,
yeah.
Anything new happening on the, you know, our team, the Rock?
Oh, well, they did actually put a nice little message up on Facebook the other day, thanking all of their fans for an excellent season. No other news other than that to report. Unfortunately, there's not been a lot going on in that regard. You know, boys have cleaned out their lockers. Everybody's getting back to what they need to get back to. The track is gearing up to host the Oakville.
Go ahead. No, keep talking. Keep talking.
So that should be fun. The Ajax Pickering Rock pretty shortly. So that'll be a hoot. You get a chance to catch some.
Hello.
Hello. Bonjour.
Yes. Bonjour.
Simon?
Yes.
I'd like you to meet my partner I warned you about, Aaron. His name's Aaron William Freelander. And this is, we got to work with this guy, Simon. I really apologize. He knows very little, if anything, about the CFL. The only thing he knows is that it's better than the NFL.
Yeah, he's right. It's way better.
and you know what? And it's the truth.
Toujours avec les plaisanteries, Louis Frank, eh? Always with the jokes.
That would be me. That would be me. Hey, you know what? I love the CFL, and I really am proud of you, Simon. I don't know you except to interview you, but it was a pleasure to interview you. And as I did for all the 20-some-odd guys that I interviewed that were up for the draft, I truly, truly, truly am pleased that you were drafted. I'm not so happy that you were drafted by Hamilton.
Well, you would prefer Toronto, right?
See how you understand me? You see how... See, c'est un bon ami, let me tell you.
After seeing Simon's statistics from last year from 2011 with the Gigi's, I'm a little upset. It's kind of like seeing Eric... go to Quebec and then refuse to report.
Has he got some decent numbers or what?
That was awesome. Hey. Unfortunately, Echeverry kind of tanked it for you guys last season. Now, what are you going to do?
Yes, but we won't talk about that today.
No, not today. Not today.
That's we'll the era about... which dare not speak its name.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, stop speaking your English-French, okay? Because it's driving me crazy.
No, he had almost 1,000 yards in 2011. That was... pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That was your second year of eligibility out of CEGEP?
No, it was my first year as a starter.
Okay.
But my third year of eligibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Quebec, they have it figured out. They have figured out how to make athletes better in the game of football. And for that, I don't mind admitting it, because I'm one of those people that believes that reality helps you achieve success. It's the people who live with their heads in the sand that don't understand success, in my opinion. And Simon is a very talented player. And Simon, my guy Aaron here, he's a statistic guy.
Okay.
And your statistics are awesome. You know, I really am jealous that you went to Hamilton, I have to tell you.
Well, you have to say that to Jim Barker then.
Well, you know what? Jim Barker didn't get a chance to draft you, actually.
Well, I think Toronto was supposed to have this pick, but they traded with Hamilton.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You know, Simone, now while we appear to be having fun with you, not at your expense, by the way, while we seem to be having fun with you, the seriousness of the situation is that Hamilton drew a very good pick, and you are a very good player with a very good future. It's hard for me to say, being an Argo fan, but I must admit it because it's the truth. Now, here you are. You're going to come to Hamilton, a French-speaking Canadian, in an Anglo city. What's the first thing that you think mind you, though, you have spent a lot of time in Ottawa. There are a lot of French-speaking Canadians that play in Anglo cities in the CFL, aren't there?
Well, yeah, especially in Ottawa, there's a lot of French people over there, and I think every year it's there's more players. And I think it's important to be able to speak both language, and especially if you go to Montreal, also like being bilingual is better for the team.
Yeah, we understand that because they promoted the idea that they were looking for a GM that would be bilingual. It didn't work out that way to the extent that they'd hoped, but he is somebody who's willing to learn French.
He's willing to learn French, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, well, Jim Pop is, he's pretty good in... He understands well in French.
I meant the coach.
The head coach. Sorry.
I meant the head coach. No. You don't dare apologize. It's my mistake. No. It's my mistake.
But
they did get a guy who's more than willing to speak French. But language has nothing whatsoever to do with football, other than that is where someone's roots are. What's really important is a player's ability. And you have an outstanding ability, as Aaron has highlighted, with numbers that back that up. Now, here you come. You're going to come to Hamilton. Let's forget about the language issue, because let's talk about the football player. Here you come. You're going to come to Hamilton. What do you think are your first goals and your first, if you will, points of accomplishment are?
Well, I've been thinking about it the entire week, and I think what I want to do is just to put my nose in my playbook and know that playbook by heart, and I think that's what will help me to be on the roster every week.
Aaron, you want to throw something in?
Now, you finished off the 2011 season with six consecutive 100-plus yard games. That is definitely awesome. My one concern is going to be the intervening season, the 2012 season. Do you see that as affecting you in any way? And where do you see yourself fitting into the roster with Hamilton?
Well, I think that last season wasn't I think I got drafted in the fourth round, but I think if I had a better season last year, I would be drafted maybe earlier, but who knows, whatever. But, and this offseason I worked really hard to catch up what I not lost, but, when you practice every week, drills that at the end of the day you're almost perfect, but I lost a little bit of that, and that's what I was trying to do this offseason, focusing on those details and be ready for the CFL Combine. And now I'm more than ready, and I know that my abilities on the field will be just like the 2011 season, or probably even better, because I was well coached this off season. I was training with the players in the CFL, Jabari Arthur from Calgary, and Delroy Clark from Toronto, and I did my best to get better every week.
Mm-hmm.
We're with Simon Lemarquant. He was drafted by the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He is now a future Tiger Cat. And I think what I will say about this is, and this is the thing that one has to remember, Simon, you were drafted. The team made an investment in you. You're not a free agent. Therefore, they believe in you enough that they picked you out of a pile of talented players. So I don't think that's a concern. I think now what you've got is you've got that golden ticket where you get to show up and show what you can do. Isn't that basically the situation for you? It doesn't really matter where you were drafted. The fact that you were drafted means they made an investment in you.
No, you're right. It shows that they're really interested in me. And, you know, like I said, I've been working really hard to have this opportunity. And I got it now, so I just need to prove what I can do.
And you don't have to prove it immediately. All you have to prove is progress. Again, that investment in sports where teams, whether it's in hockey, a top draft choice, or football, a draft choice period, anything like that. What happens is the team needs to obviously has faith in you, and they're going to give you a chance to lose your position. That must be comforting.
Oh, no, for sure. And but I think if you look at the receiving core at the Hamilton Tiger Cats, like they have very good players, so I'm just ready to learn from them and be able, like, you know, that's what I did in Ottawa. I learned from the best, and they were all Canadians over there, and I was well coached, and I think that's I'm in the same situation this year. I'll have great players around me, and it's just better for me, even if, you know, whatever happens, maybe I won't be able to dress, but I'll get better, and for the coming year, you know, I'll just be more ready for the next season.
Understood. You have said it earlier, and for the folks who didn't listen, you are very interested in understanding what the plan of attack for the Hamilton Tiger Cats is, and by that I mean understanding the playbook. You are intent on learning the playbook, which is the first and most important step as a team player. And football is a team game, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you don't have to think about yourself first. You need to think about the team and to win the Grey Cup at the end of the year. You don't want to think about winning like the best player in the CFL, but you need to put your team in front of you and do whatever it takes for the team.
Well, you do understand that I'm going to have difficulty rooting against you.
Why?
Because I like you. and because I'm a firm believer of there are reasons why you meet people. And I met you because you will have greatness in front of you. And whether it's greatness within Hamilton or in your future with other teams, it doesn't matter to me. I think you will have greatness. And the important thing that I like that I'm hearing is that you don't expect it to be waiting for you when you get there at training camp. You basically are saying, I'm willing to prove that I am able to do the job that you need me to do. It may not happen at the beginning of the year immediately, but you are more than willing to wait till your opportunity comes up. Is that a fair assessment?
No, exactly. I think that's it would be better for me to learn. And, you know, I never played in front of a big crowd like this and with bigger players and faster guys. And I think even if I wait, but, you know, my main goal is obviously to play. So I'll do whatever I have to do and, like, I have to study the playbook and everything. But, you know, even if I'm not dressed this season, obviously it won't affect myself. I'll just understand that I need to get better and, study more and everything.
Have you signed a contract as yet?
No, but I saw it. I think I'll sign it tomorrow or Friday. I'm not sure. But this week for sure, yeah.
Well, no, you're going to be in some very good company, Simo. I mean, you're going to be platooning probably with Grant Bakari, Dave Stalla, and Andy Fantuz.
Yeah.
And that has me really excited because you're going to be in tough when it comes to getting a spot on the opening lineup. I mean, Fantu's caught for 971 yards last year. Stala for 655. I mean, even Bakari Grant in third with 476 yards. That's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, so, that's exciting for me. Like, I'm happy to be in that situation right now.
I mean, if you've been prepping half as hard as you say you have, and I'm knowing the character of most people that I've met from the ZFL, I know you've been working your butt off. Chances are you're gonna be putting a little bit of pressure on those three in order to get a spot in the opening lineup, and that I think is a great opportunity.
Oh yeah, I will. I'll try and. But you know, first I'll learn from them. But I'm so glad that I'm around those guys this year, like Fantu, Stella. Like, it's all great receivers, and to be the best, I think you have to learn from the best.
It's the only way to go.
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
to learn from the best. That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, see, you're one of my boys now. You understand that?
Oh yeah,
Simon.
Yeah.
You and I are friends forever. That's all there is to it.
Even if I'm in Hamilton and not in Toronto?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's
you good. Simone, you have to understand something. I am a total admirer of the Canadian Football League. Is my team the Toronto Argonauts? Absolutely. But here's the lesson I will teach a young man like you, because you're a young man, and, you know, I'm an old man, and I have seen more in life. And here's what I'll tell you. You never know. You could end up being an Argonaut before you know it.
Or he could be in Ottawa.
Or he could be in Ottawa, which when I interviewed him, Aaron, ironically, is what I suggested might happen to him. And he may recall that conversation. Regardless of where you play, Simone, you were on a program that I have here. And for that, you have my undivided loyalty as an individual. Now, as a team is concerned, my loyalty belongs to the Argos. I've made that clear on numerous occasions with different people. But at the end of the day, Simon, you're a wonderful man, and I really do. I truly believe in things happen for a reason. I had the opportunity to interview you before you were drafted, and then you were drafted, and it doesn't surprise me that you were drafted with the numbers that you have. You've worked very hard up until now. You've made it clear that your intention is to work hard. What do you see as maybe something that you may find that you see in your future that may be difficult in overcoming, and what you really need to work hard on?
Are you talking about
anything whatsoever to do with, like, everyone shows up to training camp, I'm sure, and is amazed by and overcome. You know, it becomes a giant rock on their shoulders to be there and to try and do something positive. What do you think is going to be the hardest thing for you to do positive? Will it be running your routes? Will it be understanding the playbook? Will it be finding yourself in the community that is the football team and feel like you fit in? You know, there's lots of ways that it may not work for you, and what you need to work on.
Well, I think the hardest thing will be to learn how to run their routes and how they want you to do it. And because, you know, what you see on my highlight tape, it's what I learned from my coaches in Ottawa, and that's what they want to see from you. And I think maybe one of the hard thing I'll have to do is to learn like new things and from the new coaching staff.
May I be rude? I'm going to be rude and interrupt you. The difficulty you're going to have is adjusting.
Well, okay, that's the word I was looking for.
I know, and I apologize for interrupting, but I'm sure.
Well, no, you know, I'm French, and I still need to learn my
well,
English, so it's perfect.
Well,
so.
you and I are going to spend a lot of time together over coffee, working on your English, and you're gonna help me understand football better. You don't think I'm going to do this for nothing, do you? No, Simone, I truly have a definite attachment to you, and I really do want to be a part of you being successful, because the biggest thing that I have to say about Canadian Football League players, Simone, is that you are wonderful people, and I want to treat you like people. I enjoy what I like, you know, but that doesn't exactly transcend the experience of you being on the field and me being in the stands, because I'm going to say stuff like, kill the frickin' and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't want you to take it personally.
No, don't worry. But, hey, it's funny. I listened to you talking about me, about, like, my life and everything. And when I got drafted, my new head coach, Coach Austin, called me and he said, we drafted you because we know you're a good person and what you went through. And, you know, because in Toronto, I went in, he was there in the interview, and he learned about myself. And what you tell me right now, it's what I hear from him last, like 2 weeks ago.
Well, don't kid yourself. They listened to this show. They had an opportunity to listen to a draft choice. And trust me, they'd be too stupid not to listen to any opportunity to understand what the player they may be drafting is like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, let's face it. I mean, and that's not me patting myself on the back. It's just saying that I'm a mule and I know how to carry stuff. That's about it. You know, but I do love and enjoy the Canadian Football League. I truly respect all the players. And you are a Canadian, foremost and most of all, you are a Canadian. And I love the game of Canadian football because of the Canadian cities, of which Montreal is one, of which Quebec will be another soon, I hope. And you know how I feel about that. We've had our conversation already before. Anybody who listens to our previous conversations will know that I promote the idea of Quebec having a football team. In fact, I promote the East Coast having a team as well, because I happen to think that with all the great players like yourself that are coming from Quebec, they need a place to play. And I can't think of a better place to play than Quebec City or the East Coast. So, you know, your province has done a marvelous job in surprising me with how much football talent they have produced. You really have surprised me. And if that sounds ethnically biased, I apologize, but I'm being honest.
No. I understand, and there's so many good athletes that I see in Ottawa that are from Quebec, and, you know, it's just that people are willing to learn, and they want to be the best at the end of the day, and that's, I think, the attitude that I had, and I'm not the only one from Quebec that wants that.
You do realize you have a responsibility. You represent the Fleur-de-Lis.
Yes, I know. Don't worry.
Good, because that's what you're doing. Your talent is not lost on me, and the difference you can make in the game of football in Canada is not lost on me either. And I really do appreciate your talent, and I totally appreciate your personality. You're an easy person to like. And I'm sure the players on the team are going to like you just as much as I like you. And Aaron, you haven't had a chance to get to know him as much as I have, but I'll ask you, Aaron, what do you think of this guy? Pretend he's not here. You can be honest.
Well, he sounds like a good kid. He comes across as really intelligent. I think he's going to be highly adaptable. Plus, he's got numbers. And those numbers are kick-ass.
I don't think you're being
very important.
I don't think you're being kind enough. I think you're holding back.
Oh, I don't want to gush.
Hey, you know what? One thing we do on this program, Simon, like CFL players, we don't make much money on this show. In fact, we make less than CFL players. That should tell you how little we make.
You get paid?
I don't get paid. I pay to have this show on the air. Who are you kidding? No. And Simon, okay, so now you're going to be working in an offense that really the Hamilton Tiger Cats, to be honest, you know, and to be frank and to be punny, this is a team that whose difficulty was not offense, it was defense. But many say that without a good offense, the defense can't succeed because the longer the offense isn't on the field, the longer the defense has to be on the field. Your comments on how the offense can contribute to defense, please.
Well, you're right, but also I think it's, you know, you have to think about the special teams also, and special teams, I think they all work together, all three sides of the ball, and but you're right, offense, you know, if you don't score, you don't win, and same thing for defense, if you don't, you keep...
Oh, don't worry about that. That's just me phoning up. That's just me phone dialing out. Continue. Ignore the phone ringing.
All right.
Good evening.
Okay.
Dude, you sound like Jeff.
Oh, God. Hey, Simone, this is a guy. Let me introduce to you one of the Box J boys. You don't know what a Box J boy is at this point, but this is one of the guys who's going to be pulling for you more than anybody in the world.
Oh, yeah?
Simone Lemarchand, I want you to meet Jared Harris. Jared Harris, please help Simone understand who you are.
Bonjour, Simone. How are
Bonjour.
You?
Ça va bien?
Bien. Good. I just wanted to welcome you. Box J boys, I don't know if you've ever seen any Hamilton CFL games. We're the guys in the kilts and the hard hats and the black T-shirts. And we're one of the many fan groups of the Hamilton Tiger Cats that make up the great fan community in Hamilton. And we love our football.
And your team.
Absolutely. We love our team. We love our Tie Cats more than anything. That's why we're Tie Cat fans. We make a lot of noise. We let you know when you're doing the right thing, and we'll let you know when you're doing the wrong thing. But I just wanted, on behalf of the fan community, I wanted to take a chance to welcome you, for your opportunity in training camp. I know you're going to be give Jaguar and Stala a great run for their money, and as well as on special teams, I assume, too. If you're wide receiver, I'm sure you got great wheels.
Yes. Well, hey, thank you very much.
You'll have a lot of fun, too. Guelph's going to be an interesting thing because if we don't sell it out every game, I'll be surprised. I'd like to see it. It'll be nice and noisy for you guys, and and there'll be lots of university women for you. So,
hey, I'm there for football, not for girls.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Says that now.
Spoken like a true L'Amour man.
I've been around too many professional athletes to know the truth about that, my friend.
I prefer not to say anything about that.
There you go, because you might have a girlfriend, Jared. Ease up on that part of the equation.
No, don't worry. I don't have a girlfriend this week.
This week. He said.
Spoken like a true French Canadian. I love it.
Oh, toujours l'amour, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Simon, so are you going to, when are you going to be down in the Hamilton or Guelph area? I guess, are we doing, or I can't, I don't even know if we're doing our training camp at MAC this year.
It's in University of McMaster, but I don't know when I'm leaving. I was supposed to get a call either tonight or tomorrow, so
tomorrow.
I'll probably know it.
Yeah, bring it down.
And Simon, he is a true Tie Cat fan, and it is difficult for me, and you know, Simon, it's very difficult to be an Argo fan and invite Hamilton Ticat fans on a program because they don't believe that you would actually give them a chance to be Ticat fans.
Well, you know, it's what's your favorite CFL team, Simon?
Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Okay, what did you grow up liking?
Seriously,
what did you grow up liking?
Yeah, it was Montreal Alouettes.
Right. So the passion of the Owls fans, I mean, I've been to Montreal. I love the joie de vivre. I love your passion just for life, just for so bring that down. Take that passion that you've seen and that you felt. Bring it into Hamilton, which is a city grounded in hardworking, dedicated people who really take that passion and just make it intense, and that's what a game at Iverwind Stadium is like.
Well, you know what? Sorry to interrupt
you,
but
it's okay.
When I got drafted, there's fans on Twitter that was following me and telling me like welcome, and you know, I saw that people really care about this team.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We see it. It's seen as a representation of not only Hamilton but the area.
Yeah.
You know, because we have fans coming in from the surrounding area, the greater Hamilton area, and down in St. Catharines and stuff. So it really is a representation of the area and stuff. And you're going to have a lot of fun. Now, With playing in Guelph, I assume you guys are going to still live in Hamilton, is that right? Or have you thought about, have they recommended accommodations for you guys at all or anything like that?
To be honest, I didn't have any details on where I'll live and everything for now.
Well, right. I have four daughters in my house. You ain't living here.
So it's a real adventure for you, eh? Just to come into the league and play at the next level. I know Dave Stella and Sam Jaguar and all the other Canadians, as well as the American guys. So you're going to have to cut your teeth, but I know they're going to, you know, you're going to be watching two of the best guys in the league do their thing. So you're going to, you know, you're going to be able to take what you've learned in Canadian football and take it to the next level, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like I said earlier, I can't wait to get there and learn from the best, just like you said.
Yeah, well, one thing you have to learn, it's over 70 years old now, but you have to learn Oski Wee Wee, Oski Wawa, Holy Mackinac, Tigers Eat 'em Raw. We don't know what the hell it means, but that's our cheer.
All right. He'll Simone, Jared is a very good friend of mine, and he is a Hamilton Tiger Cat fan, as rabid as you want a Hamilton Tiger Cat fan to be. I'm as rabid an Argo fan as you would want to be, but at the end of the day, we both love and totally enjoy the Canadian Football League. And on his comment in regards to you being a Montreal fan, I don't hold that against you. In fact, I suggest to Jarrett, and I think he knows this already, that when Hamilton goes into Montreal, if your number is called, you will give the best effort you could possibly give to impress your friends back in Montreal. So that won't be a concern for Hamilton fans, and it will be a concern for us Toronto fans, because we know we have somebody that's playing for the opposition that is intent on impressing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. We're playing in Montreal on June 13, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I have 10 people in my family coming, and I have friends, and like you said, and it's the off-season game, I know, so maybe I'll be able to play that game.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jared. It's your fault. It's Hamilton Day. It's Hamilton.
No, it's the chance to impress Simone. And with your family there, just do what you got to do to continue to have a career in this league. And I'm sure with them signing you, I know you're going to impress them. But I'm going to have to be honest. I'm a school teacher. I teach spec ed, and my kids are very busy right now. So, my friend, I'm going to graciously bow out. But, again, on behalf of the Box J Boys and the 13th Man and the Box A Men and just the Section 8ers and all the Ticat fan community. I'm specifically talking of the tailgaters, but all the Ticat fan community, welcome to Hamilton. We know you're going to do us proud. You know, embrace the history of the team, because the fans are going to embrace you, and just play your ass off, man. That's all we ask.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll probably see you soon on the field.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
In this sense, but you know.
Well, we'll see you at the bar after, and I also do stuff with CFL Fans Fight Cancer, so I might. I might be asking you for a signature on a shirt or something to help fundraise for the local cancer charities there.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem there.
Right on.
Well, thank you very much again.
Be well, my friend. Au revoir and bienvenue.
But
I think I said that right.
yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, take care. Goodbye, Frank. See you later, Aaron.
My pleasure, my friend. As Simone, I did actually impose upon him to wish you a welcome to the Hamilton Tiger Cats, because no matter how hard I try to welcome you to the Hamilton Tiger Cats, the sincerity of it would not be that powerful.
It was not an imposition, Frank, my friend, and not an imposition to talk to one of our future stars
good.
At all.
Thank you. Okay. I really
take
appreciate
care.
It because I wanted him to know that the Hamilton fans are behind him 110%.
Absolutely.
What
absolutely.
100%. This 110% stuff is crap.
Play your ass off and be ready for blisters next month.
There you go.
Okay, I gotta go, guys. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
Night.
My Argo wife is getting testy here, so I gotta
go.
Yeah,
his wife is an Argo fan. That's Jared Harris. He is one of the Box J boys.
Cheers, Simo, guys.
I don't expect you to understand where he's coming from and who he is, but I promise you this. 6 games into the season, you're going, oh, that's who Frank introduced me to.
Yeah. We'll see you, my friend.
Remember.
Take care.
Yeah,
okay.
Are you not
bye-bye.
Gone yet? Would you get lost?
I'm going.
I'm trying to say goodbye. You keep saying hello. Holy mackerel. You know, I've ran out of wine. I don't have any more wine, so I can't enjoy this experience. Let me tell you about an experience, Simone, I had at the game in Toronto when Montreal came. I mentioned this to you because as a Quebecer, you folks are a little more liberal when it comes to drinking wine.
How come?
Oh, okay. You want to know? I'll tell you. the reason I'm mentioning it to you is because in Quebec, if a guy breaks out a bottle of wine outside the stadium and they drink it, it's not a big deal. Am I right?
In Montreal?
In Montreal.
Well, I guess.
Okay.
Outside in the street.
Yeah, you know what? This wasn't a trick question. I'm sorry if it sounds like a trick question. The bottom line is, let's cut to the chase, okay?
Right.
Toronto is a tight-ass community that doesn't think anybody could drink wine and maintain any kind of control whatsoever.
Okay, now I understand where
okay,
you're going.
Good. Okay, good. I want you to understand. I don't want to trap you in any way whatsoever. In Quebec, the fans could drink some wine outside. And I'm talking about, we had a Montreal fan here drinking out of shot glasses. And you understand when I say a shot glass. An ounce of wine.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And they took his wine away. They took his wine away, and they threw it in the garbage, then picked it up and brought it in the stadium with them. That would be security and the police. So in Ontario, it's a little different than it is in Quebec. I have to explain to you that I'm more of a Quebecer when it comes to my respect for alcohol, okay? And I do respect it, if you understand what I'm saying. Unfortunately, there's some people in Ontario who don't know how to handle their alcohol and don't know how to use it in an appropriate manner. And as a Quebecer, you guys know how to have fun. So here you are. You're going to come to an Ontario city to play football. And it's going to be a little more of a – do you understand the term teetotaler?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to educate my French friend a little bit. A teetotaler is a white Anglo-Saxon tight ass. Aaron,
right.
Am I explaining this right?
Basically, it's somebody who doesn't drink.
Okay.
Yeah. So now here we are, and I want to advise you. So whatever you do, don't stop to drink, even if you're offered in Ontario. Because the last thing I want is my friend Simone to get in trouble. Okay? That's my advice to you as a friend, okay? Let's get serious now. That was just my fun thing. I watched it happen, took pictures. The policeman was, it was a joke. It was ridiculous. You know, football is a game where there's a party before the game and the party after the game. In Ontario, not so much. But anyway, having said that, let's get back to the serious part of what we're here for, and that is to celebrate the fact that Simon Lamarcant was drafted by the Hamilton Tiger Cats. A great team with a great history. It must be really nice to be part of that kind of history. Because even a kid in Quebec, you have to know that the Hamilton Tiger Cats have a history.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm pleased, and you can tell by you know, your friend Frank that he just loves his team and people cares about the Tiger Cats, and I think it's part of the history and the city, and I'm just really happy to be part of the Tiger Cats right now.
Will I be able to spend some time in the Sky Dome, or otherwise known as the Rogers Center, here in Toronto with some of your family?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, you're going to have to tell me who they are, because they're going to end up sitting beside us. I have to advise you, first and foremost, that all the players' family sit beside the Argo Lifers, of which I am a part.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I will treat them with the utmost respect.
Are you serious now?
Yeah, 100%.
You have to take care of my family.
Absolutely.
They're all following me then.
Absolutely. I promise you. No.
That's perfect.
Hey, listen, I'm not promising for the other guys on Argo Lifers, but me, I will show your family respect, and I will protect them, because I will say they are Simone's family. Leave them alone.
That's perfect. And
because football fans can be pretty tough.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Well, you can be assured. You just let me know who they are, and I will protect them. And trust me, the protection will hit. And otherwise, I'll have to grab John by his short curlies and make him understand that the guy I'm referring to is John Granger. He is the Argo lifer, and he is the anti everybody else other than the Argos guy. He refers to me as the politically correct guy.
Right.
You're going to get to know us, man.
You're going to scare the poor kid, man. Lay off.
No, relax. He understands exactly where I'm coming from. And Simone, here's the fun part. We are going to work Aaron into the group. Aaron is not, as we said at the beginning of the program, this was not an act, okay? One thing you'll know about this program and this show is that we tell the truth. It is the one thing that I expect from everybody who's on this program. I don't like people who bullshit. Okay? That's not what I like, all right? At the end of the day, I think you're a very talented player. Your family is going to show up at the Toronto Rogers Center, and they will be welcomed there like family. They have to be now, because you and I are family now. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
I hope you understand that, because this kid that came to me and was willing to be interviewed by me before the draft said, yes, Frank, I will be interviewed by you. And I owe you the respect that your kindness gave me. You gave me a kindness by being on my show and allowing yourself to be interviewed before the draft. And that is a sign of friendship that I will never turn my back on. I don't want you to start crying at this point. I just want you to understand that I care about you and your career. And your family will be protected. And I will speak to John personally to ensure that your family is protected. I don't have much to say about everybody else. Everybody else is off, you know, too bad. You know.
Frank, can you call me on my cell phone, please? There's no more battery on my phone.
Oh, if you want. What time is it now?
11:53.
We've got another 10 minutes. You know what? Why don't we just let you go in peace? And
I'm really sorry, but thank you very much, and I'll for sure text you when we'll go in Toronto and my family will meet you there. That's for
and,
sure.
And you know what? Just remind them that my French is very weak.
Oh, this is perfect. They'll teach you.
Good.
Hey, well, thank you very much for the opportunity tonight.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and as a Hamilton Tiger Cat, you are a member of the CFL. We love and adore our football players. I, my Argos, and Jarrett, and Aaron he's sort of a free agent at this point. Jarrett is Hamilton Tiger Cats, of which you are one. And out of respect for my friend Jarrett Harris, I give you my respect, and I wish you all the best. I really, truly do. You're a young man with a future. And I hope the future ends up the way you want it to be. As I told you the last time we met, today, it hasn't changed. Even though, God damn it, you're a Hamilton Tiger Cat.
Well, thank you. It's really appreciated. And like I said, thank you. And Aaron, thank you also for what you said tonight.
Not a problem, Simo. Very glad to have had a chance to talk to you.
All right. Well, have a good evening, guys.
Bonjour.
All right. Merci.
Well.
Bye.
Oh, man. Well, Aaron, what'd you think?
Sounds like he's, you know, he's a very nice kid. I think he's got a great future ahead of him.
You know, Aaron, you will learn this through me or around me or even on your own. You will learn that the CFL players are the nicest and most, well, you know what? I haven't met a CFL player I don't like. Now, I probably may in the future, but as yet, I have not.
I haven't met them yet. They're fine by me.
There you go. And this kid is awesome. When I first talked to him, you know, you just know that he wants to be successful. And as much as as hard as it is to discuss Quebec in any kind of context, as you may well imagine, it is irrelevant, totally irrelevant in this case. And by that I mean he's a Canadian. And because of that, he deserves the utmost respect. And he's a Hamilton Tiger Cat. It's too bad about that. But
we'll give him a pass on that one, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to give him a pass. And you know what? I'm going to like him anyway. And the other thing is he could be an Argo as easily as he could remain a Tie Cat. So you know, there's no point disliking him because, you know, you never know where it may end up. And so how'd you like your first draft pick, Hamilton Tiger Cat, CFL conversation?
That was a lot of fun.
Well,
it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I had a few minutes before you got Shane on the line to go and look up some of his numbers. That he's got some really impressive numbers.
He really does. He really does. And for those of you that are listening, Aaron is a guy who I bumped into accidentally, thanks to Jared Harris. And he's a young man that I have a lot of respect for and who does enjoy sports, and he makes no bones of the fact that he is not a CFL expert. But I promise you this, folks, and this is a promise you can take to the bank, that by the time the season is over, he will know more about the CFL than I do, which isn't saying much.
Hey, it won't be on purpose. It'll just sort of happen.
Absolutely. It's a guaranteed happening. It's guaranteed. Well, Aaron, we've got, I see by the clock, at least, I can't trust the clock here. By the way, I've got different times everywhere. I got to tell you. I have no idea how much time we have left, but I will find out at some point. But first, what we'll do is we'll take a short break. Let me call it a pee break.
Okay.
Which comes after the O break.
That's an entirely different kind of break, Frank.
Is it really?
Like, yeah, better have more than a few minutes for an O break.
Is it really? Is that what we're talking about? Okay, we're going to go to a little commercial for our phone call.
Disagreed with or just plain shot down? Come on, be brave. Call the Candid Frank Live Show, a.k.a. the CFL Show. You already hit the link to bring up the player, and you hit the play button so you can hear us. Now hit that little Skype button on that Candid Live player sitting there, like your pet wanting a snack, so to connect with us and tell us your thoughts. Hit that little tiny, cute, and tempting Skype button, right? Now, do it! Or call 714-242-5250. That's 714-242-5250.
I have a feeling Frank didn't make it back in time, folks. As it sometimes happens, apparently he'd been tippling tonight before we had a chance to talk with Simon Lemarquin, draft pick for the Hamilton Tiger Cats and former Ottawa GGs player. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly, if I'm not mistaken. We're currently looking at about 11:59 p.m., so just about the time limit for the Frank Show. We're going to see if he gets back anytime soon now, just so we can wrap this up. He's got the board with him, so I'm not sure how this is going to go. But as Frank mentioned earlier tonight, I'm not much of a CFL fan. I do know of the game. I know a little bit about it. I'm not a frequenter of games, and I'm guessing Frank and the Argo Lifers are going to be looking to try to change that today. Now, I know Frank did mention that he had a phone call. We'll see about getting that on the air as well before we sign off for the night.
I already got the phone call in. That was
Jared. Was that Simo?
No, that was Jared.
Oh, that was Jared. Okay. Sorry, I was just vamping while I was waiting for you to get back there.
Oh, hey, listen, I had a little more wine than I thought.
No, you didn't. You ran out. A little
you
less.
Know what? You know what? Are you ready for a pun?
Uh-huh.
This is Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio and also upstairs. No, never mind.
Yay. Come on, bro.
Talk about streaming, buddy. You know what? The freaking show is over, man. We got another 2 minutes and it's done. So what'd you think of your first Wednesday night?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, this would be the CFL night, and then mm-hmm. I might be offloading Mondays because if and when we decide to do the live stuff from Shoeless Joe's and the Argo post game,
mm-hmm.
I won't be able to handle doing four nights a week. That'd just be too much.
I just got to see if I can find it in the budget to keep making the damn Shoeless Joe's for games.
No, don't worry about that budget. We'll talk to Shoeless Joe's about that. Well, I don't know. Like,
is this going to be the location on King Street in downtown Toronto, or are we talking a different?
That's what we're talking about. But between you and I, as long as Shoeless Joe's isn't listening, any other establishment that's willing to host this event, if it's from walking distance from my place, it's even better.
Gee, we're not thinking.
Which would be a quick bus ride for you.
Are we thinking the Harp?
No, don't know the Harp. Where's the Harp?
The Harp is in the same area as Shore 71, Lago, the Brogue, right down to the bottom.
I'm not a bar guy. Where are they located?
It's Port Credit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would work. That would work. Because I could call my wife to pick me up. That's not a problem.
Well, what's closest to you?
The Pump and Patio.
Oh, okay. So the Pump House.
Yes.
Just across from the CIBC there. Next to the library in Port Credit?
Yeah. Actually, it's in Clarkson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know the one. All right.
It's by Southdown.
You just I was going to say, just off the bottom of Clarkson Road there. It's not in the same plaza
exactly.
as Krabby Joe's.
Right.
And,
yes,
and,
that, you're right. Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Okay.
That would be my preference. But, you know, I want to maintain some loyalty with the Argos, but if Shoeless Joe's gives me any kind of difficulty and they say, well, you know, and I'm going to go, okay.
Well, I'm sure there are other places.
Well, hey, listen, what we want to do is we want to have, for those of you that are listening right now, because this really isn't a conversation intended for on the air, we're looking for a place to party as Argo fans. And when I say party as Argo fans, I'm hoping to bring along Argo alumni players who were previous Argos to come by and for you to meet and for you to watch the road game that the Argos are playing. That is my intention. If it works out that way, great. If it becomes something that basically involves another night far and away beyond a game night, maybe even offer the opportunity to have actually existing Argos show up. If it isn't at Shoeless Joe's, because Shoeless Joe's doesn't see the advantage of doing that, and it ends up somewhere else, so be it. You know, at the end of the day, what I am trying to do and what I'm hoping to do and hope to accomplish is to give the Canadian Football League fans an opportunity to have a tailgate party outside their home. And ultimately, that's all it is. It's all about having fun and supporting our team. And our team is the Toronto Argonauts in Toronto, the Hamilton Tiger Cats in Hamilton, the Montreal Alouettes in Montreal, the Ottawa Red Blacks in Ottawa, and of course the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to cover the rest of the East in Winnipeg. So that's Aaron, where I'm coming from. You know, do I need to leave my home to watch a CFL game? Absolutely not. But if it helps the Argos sell a few season tickets and I get involved, and if a few fans get to meet the players that they've always admired, all the better.
It's a win-win for everybody involved.
Yeah. And when I say this, I'm speaking actually from the bottom of my heart. Do I really need to do this? No, because I'm not asking for anything financially. What I'm asking for is an opportunity to give CFL fans a chance to to exercise their love of the game and maybe even buy the odd season ticket here or there. I don't mind admitting. I'm trying to be a shill for the CFL. And I'm not ashamed of it for a second. For a second, I'm not ashamed. So that's the way it is. But, you know, if my shill ability isn't good enough for the CFL or any of the teams that are involved, and that's good too, and I won't even hold it against them. I will sit at home and watch the Argos play on the road at, 1 a.m. in the morning from the inside of my bed and under the covers. So it's a win-win situation for me, my friend.
Very cool. Well, here's hoping that things go well and that we do have the ability to take a show on the road to Shoeless's. After all, I mean, they were the ones that you had initially approached about this sort of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the attempt. So we're well over our time, our allotted time, and I'd like to remind people about the Wolfpack. And, of course, that is my friend Randy Christinger, who has been hired by the Blue Jays to handle special events. And basically he's responsible for all the eye candy that you see at a Blue Jays game. He has also done the Argo games, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and the NFL as well. So he is not a stranger to putting together visual effects that sports fans will enjoy. Randy, again, congratulations on a job well earned. I don't know that I can call it a promotion because really it's a job that you just earned. Congratulations for that. And, of course, Aaron William Freeland, who my partner in crime. We like to think that we have fun, and we like to think also that we educate. Whether we do or not, Aaron, I'm not sure, but we give it our best, right?
Of course, we always do.
And there you go. Aaron, thanks for taking the time to be here. Enjoy your night's sleep. Enjoy your day at work tomorrow. And, it's been a thrill. And you know what? And the other thing is, I want to remind folks that I also appreciate the fact that Simon Lamarcant was on the program tonight to discuss with us his new venture in life, and that is as a member of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. For those of you that are Hamilton Tiger Cat fans, you are fortunate because he is as blessed as anyone can be, a decent man. And he's a young man ready to enter into an adventure in his life that he has dreamt about. And now he is on the cusp of achieving that dream. And for those of you that are Hamilton Tiger Cat fans, thank you for tuning in. Jared Harris, I don't know what to say other than so deep a thank you for coming on to spread the gospel as per the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And for me, for those of you that find yourself in the Argo Lifer section, booyah. We hope to add a few more. And I'll remind you that there is an automatic discount afforded you if you mention John Granger's name or my name, Frank Stanishi, if you wish to purchase a ticket to the CFL Toronto Argonaut home games. You will get a discount, and trust me, it's a reasonable discount, a good discount, and it also includes season tickets. So please, join us in the Argo Lifer section. Join us in the Box J Boy section in Hamilton. Join us anywhere in Canada where there's a CFL game, and please enjoy the game because, my friends, it is the best there is for the price you pay. There is no way that anyone is going to convince me there's a better deal in sport anywhere. It's just plain and simple, awesome. Thanks for tuning in. These final words I offer you from a friend of mine. They mean a lot.
I'm Quincy Hart, and I started I Believe in Me because I saw there was a need for us to believe in ourselves more than life teaches us to believe in ourselves. People believe in negative statistics, therefore they become statistics. Elementary school students and middle school students are failing and not passing their tests. High school students are dropping out at an alarming rate. The unemployment rate is at an all-time high. With self-belief, self-confidence, and an overall positive self-image, we can fix a lot of these problems that we're facing. with the positive self-image, that elementary school student and that middle school student will succeed in class and be promoted to high school. That high school student will complete high school and graduate from college. That individual that's unemployed will find a job or create work for themselves. I believe in me, therefore I have the confidence to believe in you. I believe that you will help me fulfill my desires according to the younger generation. They label Generation X. Teach them the self-confidence they need to become Generation Excellent. I believe in me. I believe in you. Join me on this mission.
The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Thank you for joining us tonight for the Candid Frank Live Show, heard on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30
10, not 10:30,
Eastern Standard
it's dummy.
Time. On Blog Talk Radio. Have a great night, everyone.
How many times do I have to tell you guys? 10, not 10:30. Somebody talk to this guy. Please, I'm begging you.